Welcome to the Practical Consciousness Podcast with James and Lisa, where we help you tap into your highest selves in everyday life. Hi, welcome to Practical Consciousness, the podcast with James and Lisa. I'm James.
And I'm Lisa.
Today, we're kind of following the theme of trusting our instincts a little bit on the titles. And so what we decided we'd talk about today is really the paradox of change, as Lisa calls it, but really finding a way to more embrace change, finding a way to incorporate change, not as a scary, like, egoic way of seeing it, and more of a playful, the word's escaping me. I can't think of the word.
I like play with change.
Yeah. Play, embrace, surrender to,
get excited about
it. Yeah. Value it. Just shift your energy about it. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I'm basically saying, we always bring different energy into circumstances, and that energy dictates sort of the result of the circumstance as we experience it. The result being the experience. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah.
And so many of us, when faced with a change, we struggle with it.
Right? Yeah.
Maybe eventually
we resist it.
Yeah, eventually we come around, but there's resistance, there's fear. And so basically today we wanted to kind of get together and share with you, our listeners, a different way a different energy to bring to change. And even potentially, this is just sort of coming to me right now, but even potentially a recognition that there's a part of you, that's why we talk about the paradox of it. There's a part of you that actually wants the change.
Right. People get excited about change.
And that's that paradox we want to talk about. So there's both energies, all energies really are in you. It's just whether you're consciously or subconsciously bringing a specific energy forward or not.
Right.
Right? That makes sense?
Yeah, it makes total
sense. Sounds really deep to me.
Well, what we were talking about before the recording was how people do fear change, but that then we started talking about how people actually look forward to change, like in this situation now with COVID and being stuck at home and feeling like Groundhog Day over and over. And now things are starting to open up. And everyone's excited because it's something new and different to do. It's a change in their routine.
Don't you think, though, some of it in that circumstance that you just are talking about, this current circumstance of the COVID-19 and being locked up and everything kind of changing and things uncertainty, don't you think it's part of it is people are embracing not the change, but they're embracing the going back to what they would call their pre-change, they're normal. That's what's enticing them.
Yeah. That's probably true. It's still a change, right? Of what they're experiencing now, a change in what they're experiencing now.
Why do we resist change?
I think that people are, a couple of things. Something just popped in my head. You were talking earlier today about loss. What were we talking? Fear of impermanence.
That's my big one.
Yeah. And I think that might be what led us to this discussion on change. So just so the listeners know, what happens is James and I get on a call, we start a conversation, and then we're like, yeah, let's do that. Let's talk about that.
It leads to a topic.
Yeah. So you were talking about impermanence. And so I think that might be the main fear of change, possibly, is that people have what they have and they're attached to it and they don't want to lose it. So the fear is of loss or impermanence, maybe. That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the fear of the unknown too. That was the first thing that I had thought of, was like the fear of the unknown. People don't like change because it to them, it's scary because they don't know what to expect.
Right. Right. And we have a, there's been tons of studies now that have shown that we as human beings, our brains anyway, have this built-in bias that whatever we don't know or understand is scary.
It seems that way.
That what's around the corner, you know, the blind corner, whatever is around that corner is something to be apprehensive about.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's just, it's built into us. I mean, none of us, none of us, I think, in our natural state, look and go, oh, there's a blind corner. I bet there's going to be something really fun and exciting on the other side of that corner.
So this is a good thing to talk about. So that's a mindset. And we're coaches, so we help people with mindset. And that's just a way of looking at it.
But it's I guess my point is it's a bias. It's like we're pre-wired to think that way.
Seems that way, or we're trained to be that way, or something. Well, are we pre-wired? Are they saying we're pre-wired?
Yeah, according to the studies, is that you know there's some aspects of our brain that are we can fire at parts of our brain without any effort. Really, it just happens.
Yeah.
Even if we're tired or we don't have enough food or you know we're somehow our body is impaired. Those particular neuron paths
can automatic.
Yeah, they can fire super simple. Where sometimes some of the thoughts and things that we want to have, we have to have all the resources available to us to make those things happen.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, we got to have good sleep. We have good food. You know, and it's like we have to have full good resources to be able to tap into that thinking.
Yeah.
And so there's parts of us that are kind of like biased in the sense that we don't, we talked about it last time, the hedonic treadmill and idea that there's parts of us that hedonic adaptation, all those things are like this, just way we're wired. It's like it's our instinctual thing.
Yeah.
And so change, I guess my point is change is that fundamental fear of impermanence of losing the thing that makes us happy. Sometimes even people, even though it's like maybe they have a job or something that they don't even like, but they're still afraid to lose it.
Oh yeah. That's true for a lot. I know people like that.
Yeah. And I guess my point is that we got to give ourselves a little bit of a break in the sense that it's part of our pre-wiring. So, you know, we don't have to beat ourselves up about it per se.
No, never. We've done a podcast on judgment. Let's not go there.
Yeah. And so you can give yourself a little bit of a little bit of patience and understanding with yourself in the sense that this is how it is. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, but if you're noticing it, that's good. That's a good step to have that awareness around. Why am I resisting this? Why am I fearful of this? Why is this happening?
And it takes a form of reprogramming. It takes habit changing, conscious thought. To counterbalance the natural thought. It isn't. I mean, it's simple, but it's as simple as saying, well, many sayings, but it's as simple as you know, like you said, changing that lens or changing that mindset to see something different.
I just loved it when you were talking about, you know, change coming and you were joking, but you were like people saying, wow, I wonder what's around that blind corner. I mean, wouldn't it be great to go through life wondering wonder what's around that blind corner? I'm so excited, like being on a roller coaster ride and like fully, fully enjoying it. And just,
Wee, oh my God, I'm going to puke. That was so fun.
Well, hey, just a side note. I love roller coasters.
Me too.
And they make me sick.
Me too.
when I get off of it, I am so ill, but I still get on them and I still have a
Yeah,
blast.
me too. In the same way. Shoot, we could do a podcast on that. So it's interesting because this does bring up that paradox that I would, if we did an informal survey, if we surveyed our listeners, all, you know, three of them, we would probably find out that there's a part of them that does really like change, that especially after the change, after they've sort of adapted to it, the change, that they would be like, you know, hindsight being 2020, that was a really great thing. So the paradox is there's both and exist in us, that there's this natural, honorable fear that the change is gonna, you know, kill us, the dinosaur is gonna eat us or whatever. But at the same time, there's a part of us, deep inside of us, that's like, yeah, but I really kind of like it.
Yeah, that's like, oh, that's thinking I wish something would change. Like looking forward to a change.
And then most of us, if we look back in our lives and look at the changes that have occurred, we would look at them for the most part, I would say the vast majority of them, we'd look at them and say, that was a great moment in my life, or that was a great thing that led to a great moment in my life, or whatever. Which is interesting, right? Because the evidence, the actual historical evidence, it flies in the face of the natural instinct to be fearful of
To be
change,
fearful.
right?
Yeah. So why don't we cling to that evidence and look at things differently?
I don't know.
Well, you already explained it. It's innate.
It is innate, and it's part of our egoic self to distract us from seeing the benefit.
I just thought of something interesting. You know, we're talking about seeing change in a different way. Could also see our attitude towards change in a different way. And look at that as interesting. Like, isn't that funny how I'm fearing this change that's coming? You know, but in the long run, it's going to be something different than fear. It's going to be pleasure or excitement or, you know, like knowing that and looking at it that way.
Well, I mean, yeah, you and I talk about in our mindfulness training that we do with our clients that what I mean, life is sort of really super simple in a weird way, in that what you focus on, you get more of,
We've talked about
simply
that
speaking,
before.
right? And so if you focus on the fearful outcomes, or if you focus on the risk of change, then that it gives you fear, anxiety, doubt, you know, those sort of emotions. And so what you get is fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
Yeah, because you're sending that vibration out. You're
Yeah.
Everything's energy, so
So
you're sending out that vibration.
Right. So to your point, the attitude, you know, an attitude is direction, right? The attitude, the direction of your thought and your emotions is toward the fear. And you can switch your attitude, your focus, your attention on the playful side of it.
I wonder what's going to happen next.
I
I
wonder.
wonder how I wonder how this is going to turn out. I'd ask a lot of I wonder questions.
Yeah, we talked about that in our last episode. This idea that we can change our energy by shifting to curiosity and being more like, I wonder what exciting opportunity is going to unfold in the heels of this pandemic. I
Or just
wonder,
as a result of this change, whatever change you're facing.
right, whatever it is. Yeah. I mean, it could be maybe you're moving to, maybe you know, because of job change or whatever, you're moving to a different city. And there's probably tons of anxiety about, meeting new people, enrolling my children in a different school. How are they going to react to it? Blah, 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 blah. And that's kind of the natural way to for us to think about a change, a major change like that, right? So what we're suggesting is, first of all, get it's it, instead of focusing on the unknowns, focus your attention on the possibilities in a playful kind of wonderment way. So an example would be, I wonder what my kids' new friends are going to be like. I wonder how strong, I wonder how their new best friends are going to enrich our family. I wonder how the new friends we cultivate are going to enrich our lives.
This is reminding me of an exercise that I give my clients sometimes that I learned from a spiritual teacher that I follow. It's called taking out the garbage. And so you start with all those fears and you just get them all out. Shh, write them all out, all of them. This can, I'm worried about getting my kids enrolled. I'm worried that they won't fit in. I'm worried, whatever. You just list all your worries and then you do the list that you're talking about, the I wonder list. And it more what more it's like, what is your heart telling you? What's coming from your heart? And those are all the beautiful things that you just talked about, the meeting new people and having it, meeting interesting, fun, joyful people who will enrich your life
Going to new
and
restaurants and different.
finding a new ice cream shop that's going to be your favorite.
Or finding a new church or finding a new there's because the wonder energy shifts the focus to the infinite possibilities, because they're literally infinite
It
possibilities.
is infinite that people tend to look at things with a closed mind. So we just mentioned friends, eating out, new church. You tend to think of the things that are already in your life, but I wonder if I'm going to cultivate a brand new hobby that I've never done before because of this new place where I'm going to be living, like skydiving or belly dancing or, but I mean, not even saying those things, just being open to anything. Like, I wonder what new and exciting things that I can't even conceive of right now are going to happen.
Well,
That's really opening up
right.
heart.
And that's what I was just going to say. It's a form of surrender, and it's a form of saying yes to everything. And this is just kind of coming to me right now, is that another way to think about the paradox of the fear versus the excitement of a change is, we talked about that fear of impermanence, and that for me that's a big one, right? That I'm going to lose something that matters to me. But the reality, the just pure truth reality is that everything in our existence, literally everything, rises and falls, is born
Nothing's
and
permanent.
dies. And that's the truth of impermanence. And we all know it, and we try to deny and hide from that fact, but it is the truth. And we're some of us are scared of it. We're scared that we're going to die. We're scared that the people that we care about are going to no longer be around. Whatever. We're scared of it. But there's a part of us that, and that's that paradox. There's a part of us that also is aware that there's always a rebirth. The phoenix always rises from the burning ashes. And that everything that we look at in our life and say, oh, God, that was such a tragedy, or that was such a devastating event, it always has a rebirth. It always there's always growth that comes from it. That's the world we live in. That's our physical existence. It's also
it's because of expansion.
Right.
Because everything's always
energy
expanding.
Doesn't die, it just expands. And so there's my point is that fear, that innate fear that you have, there's also an innate innate anticipation of the rebirth. And you've suppressed it and you've held it in, or you haven't allowed it to have its space. So what brought that up is when you were just now talking about this idea of shifting to wonder and throwing out the trash, that little exercise you learned. If you think about it, that's giving equal energy to both sides of the coin. You're basically saying, I'm just going to own it. I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid my kids are going to create permanent damage in my kids because they're miserable. I'm afraid that, you know, I'm putting danger in another city. You get it. The whole thing. You can lay it all out and give it that energy because it's part of you.
Yes. Because you don't want to deny things.
Yeah. You don't want to go into something half-hearted. You don't want to go into something like, we were just reading before we came on, you and I were just reading a little excerpt, and the theme of the excerpt was that whatever you do, do it with full conviction, do it with 100% of your heart and 100% of your energy. And so if you want to be anxious about a change, then be anxious, like own it, be in it, step into it fully and say, yeah, I'm anxious. And I am also very excited about the infinite possibilities that can come from this change. Yeah. And I don't know why, but that feels so much more easy.
Yeah.
It's easy to just recognize both. That's also honest. That's also authentic. Mm-hmm. And that just literally just came to me while we were just now talking about it. So I think it's a download from the universe.
See, it's all those lights behind you. See, all
don't should yourself and say, well, I should see change and embrace the mindset that it's going to be great, blah, blah, blah. Because that doesn't feel, even when I say it, it doesn't feel authentic.
No.
What does feel authentic is to say, my mind and part of me is like super nervous and a little bit afraid. Mm-hmm. Or even very afraid. Or I'm resisting doing anything in this change because I'm paralyzed by this fear.
Yeah.
And I'm also.
Yeah.
And then there's authentic answers there too. I'm also sort of excited. I'm also relieved that I don't have to feel the pain of that other thing anymore, of living in another city. I'm also relieved that I've got some distance between me and my family, and so they can't bug me as much. You get my point, right?
Yeah.
You're giving equal weight, balanced energy within you.
And if you're struggling with coming up with that part of it because you are in the fear so much, we talked about meditation and mindfulness and that kind of thing. Just get quiet as you can. Deep breathing always helps get you there. Go out into nature. And then just really feel your energy from your heart center, like put your awareness in there and then say, okay, so what are some of the other ways that I feel about this situation?
Right.
What are some of the good things that are going to come out of it? You'll tap into some of those. You'll start to chisel away.
And you actually just hit on something that I say all the time is, and I believe this, like I know. So there's no evidence except for my own like knowing. And any conflict, anything you struggle with, anything that's painful, that's causing pain. So struggle, pain, frustration, you know, all those sort of lower vibration emotions, they all ask for just one thing, and that's space. Just give it space.
Yeah.
So to your point, just pause. Just stop the flow of anxiety, stop the flow of fears. Just pause. Give it space. Just give it space. You don't have to do anything more than that. Just sit with it. Don't feed it anymore.
No, don't feed it with the thoughts.
So space is neutral energy. Just give it neutral energy.
It's good to go out into nature when you're trying to do that, because the energy out there is so calming and grounding. So if you're really struggling with trying to do this, go outside, take a leaf off of a tree even and hold it. Like, connect with that energy.
Well, just pause. I mean, sometimes it's just breathing. It's just stopping. Yeah, it's just breathing. Going for a walk. It's getting up and grabbing a sandwich. I mean, it's just pausing. It's just breaking the cycle. Mm-hmm. And because all of us, our bodies, are the universe loves space. It loves to pause. It loves to breathe. It loves to just be, recognize that it's just it in this moment we're just being. And you and I are sounding super woo woo because we are, but really, I mean,
look at tree. That's what I do.
It's so fundamental, but it's so simple. But that's really, I didn't even say it, if you're having. I'm going to extend this whole concept that we're talking about change, but I want to digress for 1 second and say, even if you're having a conflict in a relationship with your spouse or with your children or with your parents or whatever it is, same answer, give it space. Give it space.
Yeah, it's good.
Open and say yes. That's really what I'm talking about. When I say give it space, I'm saying say yes to it. Allow it to be. So if you're anxious about a change, if you're nervous about a change, just
give it space.
Give it space. Just say yes. I'm allowing this to be, this anxiety, this fear. I'm allowing it to be.
Yeah.
And I'm saying yes to all the rest of it, which is excitement and comfort and curiosity. And playfulness, and interesting interest. I guess that's curiosity too. But you get the idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we've gone long here today, which is, you know, that you and I, how we roll.
Conversation.
How do you? You gave one good tip, the throwing out the trash. Any other concrete sort of like little tips besides giving the space and breathing and going out in nature?
I mean, I really like the idea of using curiosity and saying, I wonder about things. That's a really good tool to use.
Yeah, me too. I agree.
Yeah. And I have a little sticky that I put in different places. It was on my mirror in my bathroom for a long time. It just says, I wonder, ... just to remind myself to wonder about things.
Yeah. It's a good word. It's a good word to replace with anytime, I guess, your kind of mental story. If you're using the word I'm nervous about, or I'm scared of, or I don't know if, you know, fill in the blank, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a good word to replace those words with. Instead of I'm nervous about blah, 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 I wonder about blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I'm nervous about how my kids are going to fit in at the new school.
I wonder how my kids are going to fit in.
But you can even say, I wonder how soon it's going to take for my kids to settle in the new school.
Or even just back up, higher view.
Yeah.
I wonder what this experience is going to be like for them. That's it. Just, I wonder what it's going to be like for them.
I wonder how wonderful it's going to be.
Yeah. Well, if you can get yourself there, that's a great place to go.
All right. So yeah, I mean, we kind of meandered around a little bit, but this I think we hit home what we wanted to, which was to get you guys to at least consider a different perspective about change.
Yeah.
And no,
I wonder how our listeners are going to like this
I
podcast.
wonder
I wonder.
I wonder how our listeners are going to incorporate some of these concepts into
I
their
wonder.
daily lives.
I wonder.
So with that, if you guys are, again, go to the Practical Consciousness Podcast Facebook group, and
Yeah,
that's our space.
join.
Join the conversation. If you have a tool or approach that you use to embrace change more, share it with us. We'd love to share it with our listeners.
Yeah,
If you have
that'd be
a
great.
an idea of what you'd like to hear us talk about, we'd love to. We have an opinion on everything, literally.
Let us know. Yeah, we'll
We
talk about it.
literally have an opinion on everything. And again, everyone, thanks for listening. We really appreciate you guys. If any of you are interested in coaching or wanting to work on some of these topics that we talk about,
Look us up.
look us up. We love to help wherever we can. And I think with that, we'll say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys, for listening.